Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. This is John chapter 6, verses 44 through 51. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Here Jesus says, "They shall all be taught by God." And that, I believe, is what we need to pray for this morning, that God would teach us and that he would reveal to us how we can continue to come to understand him and come to know him. This passage is from the Gospel of John chapter 6, which is known as the Bread of Life discourse, because this is just a small chunk of what Jesus presents to the crowds that he's speaking to. And a lot of it is going on these themes of the bread of life and the bread, which is his flesh for the life of the world, as he says here. And this is one of the richest passages that people have come to when it comes to commentary and reflecting, and in particular, coming to understand the Eucharist. And it's a beautiful representation of how the Eucharist truly is the source and summit of our life, as it says in the Catechism, that there is so much contained, even in just this passage, that covers the central mysteries of our faith. We see here the mystery of the incarnation when he speaks about he is the living bread that came down from heaven. We see the mystery of the Trinity, speaking of the relationship of the Son to the Father. We see the mystery of the Paschal mystery of how Jesus laid down his life that he gives, as it says, his flesh for the life of the world, that in his death and resurrection, the sacrifice that he offered brought about our salvation. All of this in not very many lines and not very many words, but such a depth of what is truly known to us as mysteries, things that we cannot fully understand, but that we believe were revealed to us by God, and that we trust God to teach us in, that we trust him to bring us to greater understanding. I recently heard the testimony of a woman who had been raised Catholic but had left faith entirely for a time and then came back to faith in a Christian church, but then discovered that she had this hunger for the Eucharist and that she found herself going to Mass and just sitting in the back and not receiving at communion, but just sitting and having a hunger for the Eucharist, a hunger to receive Jesus in this intimate way, and a hunger even just to be in his presence and to ponder these mysteries, to come close to him in this way. And having gone to confession and returned to full participation in the Catholic Church, she was so moved by the experience of Eucharistic adoration and the opportunity to be close to Jesus in the Eucharist and to adore him and to be present to who he is and to allow him to reveal himself to us in this way. And I was so moved at hearing her words, because this is something that I have many times in my life taken for granted. And even as I've come to greater faith and to greater knowledge of Jesus, that it can be easy to know that Mass is available at pretty much any parish at many times of the day, and that Eucharistic adoration is available in many places for us to attend whenever it's convenient for me. And to recognize that this is the absolute most powerful, beautiful thing, opportunity, experience that we can encounter on this side of heaven, because it truly is an encounter with heaven and entering into the life of the Trinity that Jesus offers to us in this sacrament. And so let's just pray for greater awareness and greater appreciation for the beauty of the Eucharist and for God to continue to reveal himself to us in this mystery. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 6. My name is Sheila, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless, and have a great day.